This is the Transport East Draft Regional Transport Strategy for the Eastern Region. Contents, introduction, our vision, background and challenges, strategic priorities, decarbonisation to net zero, connecting growing towns and cities, energising coastal and rural communities, unlocking international gateways, ports, unlocking international gateways, airports, core corridors, investment and delivery programme, working with partners, integrated sustainability appraisal, public consultation, next steps. Introduction. Welcome to our consultation on the Draft Regional Transport Strategy for the East. We are Transport East, the sub-national transport body for Norfolk, Suffolk, Essex, Southend-on-Sea and Thurrock. We bring together councils, business leaders and the government to identify the investment needed in transport to support the sustainable economic growth and improve people's quality of life. To do this, we have developed a draft regional transport strategy and investment and delivery programme. These will guide transport investment in the East over the next 30 years. The strategy sets our priorities for better transport and everybody living, working and learning in the region up to 2050. The draft strategy has been developed through technical evidence analysis and talking with the public and our partners to make sure it aligns with local ambitions and needs. This public consultation is your opportunity to help us refine the strategy and shape the future of transport in the region. To take part, please listen to the details following and complete the online consultation survey. Our vision. A thriving economy for the East, with fast, safe, reliable and resilient transport infrastructure, driving forward a future of inclusive and sustainable growth for decades to come. Our vision has been developed together with councils, business leaders and other partners. If we are able to deliver our transport strategy successfully by 2050, our region will have better public transport connections accessible to everyone. Places that make it easy and attractive for people to move around. More reliable business and freight journeys due to less congestion and fewer incidents. A healthier, more active population by making it easier to walk and cycle more often. Greener, cleaner transport, helping to protect our local environment and the world for future generations. People needing to make fewer journeys, partly due to better online connections, bringing services into our homes. Background and challenges. The Transport East region is already home to 3.5 million people and 1.7 million jobs and helps to drive the economy. It is essential for the UK's global trade, with more international gateways than any other region. 13 ports and 3 international airports. Half the UK's freight containers are moved through the region. Significant growth is expected, with the population forecast to increase by up to 500,000 by 2041, and 566,000 new homes and 295,000 new jobs predicted by 2050. Critical investment is needed in our transport networks to meet current and future challenges and to allow the region to fulfil its potential. The transport challenges facing the region include rising emissions. Carbon emissions in the region are going up by around 200,000 tonnes a year before the COVID-19 pandemic. Transport is responsible for 42% of all emissions in the region, well above the national average, with 96% of those emissions generated on our roads. Emissions also create poor air quality, affecting our health. Dispersed communities. the East has many different communities with different needs. Over 38% of the population within the region live in rural areas, and 21% live on the coast. Car dependency is particularly high in these areas. The proportion of the rural population who can access employment and services by walking, cycling, or public transport is also lower than the rural average for England. Growth and congestion. We have 75 towns and cities spread across the region. The connections between and within growing places drive our economy. Many of these towns and cities suffer from severe traffic congestion, contributing to road danger, poor air quality, and adding costs to businesses. Our rail networks are focused towards London, making it difficult to get between many places by train. Accessing international gateways. Many challenges affecting our growing towns and cities also restrict the movement of goods and people to our ports and airports. Many of the major roads serving ports and airports suffer regular delays. Rail freight services travelling to and from major ports such as Felixstowe, Harwich, Tilbury and London Gateway also suffer from constrained capacity. Strategic priorities. Our draft strategy sets out a series of pathways to follow to deliver the vision, focused on the following four strategic priorities for transport. Decarbonisation to net zero. Working to achieve net zero carbon emissions from transport, building on our status as the UK's premier renewable energy region. Connecting growing towns and cities. Providing enhanced links between our fastest growing places and business clusters, improving access for people to jobs, suppliers, services and learning, enabling the area to function as a coherent economy and improving productivity. Energising coastal and rural communities. A reinvented sustainable coast for the 21st century, which powers the UK through energy generation. Supporting our productive rural communities and attracting visitors all year round. Unlocking international gateways. Better connected ports and airports to help UK businesses thrive, boosting the nation's economy through better access to international markets and facilitating foreign investment. Our approach is aligned with government priorities to promote global Britain, deliver net zero, and level up on our country after the COVID-19 pandemic. We have set 15 goals which we hope to achieve by 2050. We want to know if you think this is the right approach to planning for future transport needs. Have your say by completing our online survey. Decarbonisation to net zero. This covers goals 1 to 4. Working to achieve net zero carbon emissions from transport, building on our status as the UK's premier renewable energy region. Transport is responsible for 42% of all carbon emissions in the Transport East region, more than any other source and well above the national average. Councils, transport operators and wider industry are already taking steps to reduce emissions. However, our evidence shows more needs to be done and urgent action must be taken to decarbonise our transport network. Tackling carbon emissions will also improve our air quality. The region has 46 air quality management areas along major roads and close to residential areas. Poor air quality is linked to health conditions, including asthma, stroke, and heart disease. The pathway to decarbonisation. Goal 1. Zero carbon growth. Support authorities and developers to plan new development that reduces the need for people to make carbon-intensive transport trips. Goal 2. Reduce demand for carbon-intensive trips. Make it easier for people to access services locally or online. Goal 3. Shift modes. support people to switch their journeys from private car to walking, cycling and passenger transport. Goal 4, switch fuels. Support residents and businesses to switch all private, passenger transport, fleet and freight vehicles to net zero carbon fuels as quickly as possible. Connecting growing towns and cities. This is Goal 5, 6 and 7. Enhanced links between and within our fastest growing places and business clusters, improving access for people to jobs, supplies, services and learning, enabling the area to function as a coherent economy and improving productivity. Strategic transport networks in the east are slow, congested and overcrowded. Places like Southend, Ipswich, Norwich, Chelmsford, Colchester and Grays are among the most congested areas in the country outside London. Congestion slows down essential journeys and contributes to road danger and poor air quality. It also puts people off spending time and money in our town and city centres, which can be difficult for people to get to and move around. The strategic road network of motorways and main A roads in the region has an average delay of 9 minutes per journey. Journey times by rail are also slow. For example, Norwich to London by train takes nearly 2 hours, compared with London to Birmingham, which is further, and takes 80 minutes. With 566,000 new homes and 295,000 new jobs planned by 2050, this will only become worse unless action is taken to tackle it. The pathway to better connected towns and cities. Goal 5. Enhanced sustainable transport. Improved access and connectivity for walking, cycling and passenger transport to enable sustainable travel for education, training, employment, leisure and access to services. Goal 6. Faster and more reliable transport connections. Deliver improved transport connections between our growing towns, cities and corridors and the rest of the UK to support business growth, skills development and employment. Goal 7. Fully integrated transport. Fully integrate transport networks, services and operations through a customer-focused approach, enabling seamless and safe end-to-end journeys by sustainable modes of transport. Energising coastal and rural communities. These include goals 8 and 9. A reinvented sustainable coast for the 21st century, which powers the UK through energy generation, supporting our productive rural communities and attracting visitors all year round. Across the Transport East region, 21% of people live on the coast and 33% live in rural areas, both much higher than the national average. These areas are home to nationally significant agricultural, tourism and energy sectors. 2/3 of our rural residents live in a transport desert where there is no realistic alternative to the private car. Digital and public transport connections are limited because it is difficult to provide services to spread out populations. Our 500 miles of coastline hosts much of the UK's offshore renewable energy sector and attracts millions of visitors each year. Coastal areas, by their nature and history, are often poorly connected by land. Improvements are needed to help attract and keep businesses, skilled employees and tourism. With the right investment, Transcorp can play a key role to level up our rural and coastal areas. The pathway to energised coastal and rural communities. Goal 8. Increase access to education, training, service and employment for rural communities. Support residents and businesses travelling in rural areas to switch modes or fuels. Support communities to make more local trips by encouraging goods and services to be provided locally. support partners to provide alternative options to travel through better access to ultra-fast broadband and digital communications. Goal 9. Improve connectivity along our coastline. Connect our coastal communities to the rest of the region and the UK to support levelling up and boost our coastal industries such as energy, shipping and tourism. Unlocking international gateways, ports. This covers goals 10, 11 and 12. Better connected ports and airports to help the UK businesses thrive, boosting the nation's economy through better access to international markets and facilitating foreign direct investment. The region's 13 ports are of international significance and collectively carry half of the UK's freight containers. They also move agricultural products and support the North Sea energy industry, helping get food, goods and energy to our homes. We have two free ports in the region, Thames Freeport, covering the port of Tilbury and London Gateway, and Freeport East, covering the ports of Felixstowe and Harwich. These are government-designated zones with tax and other business benefits to help drive economic growth and innovation in the region. As these develop, they will also require further investment in transport. The reliability of journey times to key destinations is vital to ports and their customers. Freight to and from ports is particularly vulnerable to major delays, and any road or rail closures ultimately costing customers more. The pathway to unlocking our international ports. Goal 10. Better access. Improve road and rail capacity, journey times and reliability for freight and passengers accessing our ports. Goal 11. Alternative fuels. Support our ports and freight sector to increase their use of alternative fuels. Goal 12. Shift modes. Modal shift of freight from road to rail or short sea shipping and increase the use of sustainable transport by port employees and passengers. Unlocking international gateways. Airports. This covers goals 13, 14 and 15. Better connected ports and airports to help UK business thrive, boosting the nation's economy through better access to international markets and facilitating foreign direct investment. The East is home to three international airports. Stansted Airport alone carries 10% of the nation's air passengers and is the third largest airport in the country for air freight. Southend and Norwich airports also provide important connections for regional markets, supporting business and leisure travel. Located away from town centres, the airports need dedicated connections from many directions to maximise the opportunities for sustainable travel. The pathway to unlocking our international airports. Goal 13. Enhanced connectivity to airports. Improve connectivity to airports for passengers and employees through better connected and more sustainable transport options. Goal 14. Net zero aviation emissions. Support the government and aviation industry to deliver net zero emissions by 2050. Goal 15. Shift modes. Support passengers and employees to access our airports by sustainable transport, such as by bus or train. Core corridors. We have identified six core corridors which play a vital role in the movement of people and goods in the region. These corridors are the road and rail links between growing urban areas, ports and airports in the region, and the rest of the UK. Further investment in the corridors is needed if the region is to reach its potential as a thriving, connected and multi-centred economy. As well as cross-region initiatives, we will be looking to deliver the four strategic priorities along these core corridors as part of our framework for future transport investment in the East. The identified corridors are Midlands, King's Lynn, Norwich, Great Yarmouth. This corridor connects the Midlands to internationally significant offshore wind energy clusters at Great Yarmouth and Lowestoft, as well as connecting growth centres at Norwich and King's Lynn. London, Chelmsford, Colchester, Ipswich, Norwich and Suffolk Coast. This corridor, running north-south through the heart of East Anglia, provides connections to important and fast-growing towns and cities and serves some of our major gateway ports. Norfolk and Suffolk to Cambridge, Midlands and South West. This forked corridor includes gateways at Felixstowe and Ipswich ports, Norwich Airport and growing towns and cities at Norwich, Thetford, Bury St Edmunds and Ipswich. Stansted, Braintree, Colchester, Harwich and Clacton. This corridor provides vital resilience for freight to our east coast ports, whilst also supporting growth. King's Lynn, Cambridge, Harlow and London. The UK Innovation Corridor focuses on next generation science and technology powered by London and Cambridge. The corridor includes gateways at Stansted Airport and King's Lynn Port and multi-centred growth at King's Lynn and Harlow. South Essex, London, Thurrock, Basildon, Southend. Our South Essex corridor is a major location for economic growth and comprises growing urban areas across Thurrock, Southend and South Essex, including Basildon, connecting to neighbouring London and Kent. Investment and Delivery Programme. We are also responsible for identifying the region's transport investment priorities through an investment and delivery programme. This will be an evolving programme of schemes and initiatives to deliver the strategy. It sets out our investment priorities to government. To establish our initial pipeline of projects, a long list of potential schemes was collated through research and engagement. These were categorised by how developed they were into ideas, development and delivery pools. We then assessed these against our strategic priorities with a consistent approach to identify our regional priorities. Our investment and delivery programme also outlines how we will assess our performance. A full monitoring and evaluation plan will be developed once we have reviewed the transport strategy and investment and delivery programme schemes, following the feedback gathered through this consultation. The full investment and delivery programme details are available at transporteast.org.uk. Some example projects within the current investment and delivery programme follow. Ideas pool. These are concepts and initial studies for projects that could deliver our strategic priorities. They will not have been assessed in detail at this stage. So, decarbonisation to net zero, we're looking for active travel measures, which are regional, and fuel changes, which are regional. Connecting growing towns and cities, there we're looking at smart ticketing on transport. Energising coastal and rural communities, the Southend Rabbit Transport, and unlocking international gateways, we're looking at a ports access package, which would be a regional initiative. The development pool are projects that are in development and where a feasibility study has been carried out or a strategic outline business case has been started. Connecting growing towns and cities is Hawley Junction in Suffolk and the East-West Rail proposals. Energising coastal and rural communities, there's the A47 Acle Strait upgrade in Norfolk, and unlocking international gateways, there's Ely Junction rail issues. It is, of course, slightly outside the Transport East region, but still is particularly relevant. The delivery pool, projects where a preferred option has been identified and a business case completed for delivery funding. Connecting growing towns and cities, there's Stamford La Hope Station redevelopment in Thurrock and unlocking international gateways, the A120 upgrade in Essex obviously passes Stansted Airport. Working with partners. Our role at Transport East does not stop at developing and adopting a transport strategy. We will continue to bring together partners across the region to realise our collective vision for the future of transport in the East. Although we will not be directly responsible for delivering individual transport infrastructure projects, we will support local authorities, government, national agencies and private sector partners to prioritise projects, build the case for more investment and speed up the processes involved to get projects delivered on the ground. This includes identifying the best projects for the 4 strategic priorities and 6 core corridors, creating and managing an investment pipeline, supporting the progression of new ideas and development of schemes, adopting a strategic assessment framework to help our partners align their projects with the transport strategy, supporting our partners to accelerate business cases to help projects secure funding and be delivered quicker, working with government to continually improve the delivery of projects, including greater funding certainty, increasing transparency of decision making, reduction of risk, and improved partnership working with other delivery bodies, supporting our partners to improve the capacity, evidence, and expertise available to deliver the strategy, projects, and programmes. Transport East can be seen as the centre of a hub comprising local authorities, government, National Highways and Network Rail, community and public interest groups, businesses, other infrastructure organisations such as energy, digital and development, other sub-national transport bodies and the transport industry. Integrated sustainability appraisal. An integrated sustainability appraisal has been carried out to inform and improve the transport strategy. Integrated sustainability appraisal is a process for assessing social, economic and environmental impacts of strategies and projects. It helps make sure sustainable development principles underpin the strategy, protect the environment and improve people's health and equality. The integrated sustainability appraisal includes strategic environmental assessment, health impact assessment, equality impact assessment, community safety assessment, habitats regulations assessment, natural capital assessment. A key part is a monitoring plan which will help measure progress against key objectives and targets to inform future reviews of the strategy and the investment and delivery programme and identify any mitigation measures required. This will form part of our overall monitoring and evaluation plan. The full integrated sustainability appraisal can be seen at transporteast.org.uk. There are 5 stages in the integrated sustainability appraisal. Scoping the integrated sustainability appraisal assessment. Assessment of the developing transport strategy. Reporting the draft transport strategy and integrated sustainability appraisal report. Public consultation, which is the point we are at the moment. And finalise the transport strategy and integrated sustainability appraisal statement and implement the integrated sustainability appraisal monitoring plan. Following this consultation, the transport strategy and investment and delivery programme will be further developed and finalised. A statement on how the integrated sustainability appraisal findings and consultation comments have been considered will be published with the final strategy. If you have any comments about the integrated sustainability appraisal, please complete the consultation survey at transporteast.org.uk. Public consultation. We would like to hear your views on our proposed transport strategy, Investment and Delivery Programme, and Integrated Sustainability Appraisal. This is your opportunity to tell us what you think about the draft strategy and make any comments that may help us improve it before it is finalised. The consultation runs for 8 weeks, commencing on Thursday, the 2nd of December 2021, and closing at 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, the 30th of January 2022. Please have your say by completing the online consultation survey at transporteast.org.uk. To find out more about the draft transport strategy and to ask questions, you can also attend our online consultation events. We are holding 2 online public consultation events where you can find out more about the draft transport strategy and ask any questions you may have. The video call style live webcasts on Microsoft Teams will include a short presentation about the transport strategy, as well as a question and answer session where you will be able to submit written questions to the project team. Anyone can attend, and you can join via the Microsoft Teams app, online, or by phone, but attendees will not be able to use their microphones or web cameras. The events are Tuesday, the 14th of December 2021, 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., and Tuesday, the 11th of January 2022, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Instructions on how to join the webcast are available at transporteast.org.uk. Next steps. Thank you for taking the time to find out more about our proposed transport strategy, investment and delivery programme, and integrated sustainability appraisal. This public exhibition summarises the draft documents, and full versions are also available within the exhibition and on our website at transporteast.org.uk. Once adopted, the Transport Strategy and Investment and Delivery Programme will set our future work programme and inform the plans of central government, local authorities, operators and partners. We will regularly update the Investment and Delivery Programme to reflect the delivery of projects and the evolving transport challenges the region faces. This flexible approach will make sure the region continues to improve the quality of life for everyone, alongside supporting the government in achieving wider national aspirations for new jobs and homes, levelling up, boosting international trade, and achieving net zero. The timetable started in August 2020 to summer 2021. The transport strategy, technical work and engagement was carried on. In summer 2021, the transport strategy and integrated sustainability appraisal were drafted and the scope of the consultation was set. Winter 2021 to 2022, the public consultation on the draft transport strategy and the investment and delivery programme and the integrated sustainability appraisal was conducted, and that is this current consultation. Early 2022, we'll analyse the consultation responses, review the transport strategy, the integrated delivery programme and the integrated sustainability appraisal, and develop the monitoring and evaluation framework. Early spring 2022, secure formal endorsement of the transport strategy from partner authorities in advance of submitting it to the Department for Transport. Late spring 2022, we'll publish the final transport strategy and submit it to the Department for Transport.